Well, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Eduardo Verástegui. I am very happy to be here in Denver. And I'm here because I'm here to support the personhood movement and to ask everyone to sign the petition so we can pass this amendment in November. Coming from Mexico, I come from a different perspective where the personhood movement is a reality over there. I'm very proud to tell you that more than half of the country, 17 states already, personhood movement is a reality. It's a reality where in each constitution or each state, life is protected from the moment of conception until natural death. And I would love and I hope to see that reality here in America. Human rights is the most important thing. If we are not going to be protecting each other, then we will never be in peace. So I'm very happy to be here, and I ask each one of you, whoever is listening to us or watching us, to sign this petition. It's very important here in the state of Colorado that we will pass this amendment.
To the brightest audience in Colorado, in the nation, nay, around the world. I am not Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. I am Doug McBurney, sitting in today for Bob as he is worshiping with the saints down at Pillar of Fire following the March for Life here in Colorado, a historic event. I would have to say I've been to a number of March for Life here in Denver over the years. And the largest I've ever seen, I've been in Colorado since 1992, probably the largest march in Colorado since 1989, back at the height of the rescue movement. And it's the personhood movement that has got the pro-life community fired up. Hopefully you had an opportunity to be there. If not, we are going to play some audio from a historic press conference given this morning with Keith Mason, Eduardo Verástegui, Lori Goebel, and Leslie Hanks this morning, a historic press conference, bringing the personhood movement together in a global sense. Some of the things you're going to hear from Eduardo are inspirational, what Eduardo has already seen in the personhood movement outside of our borders. It's just incredible. It was 25 degrees at the press conference. The clouds were rolling away, and there was an air that the Lord was looking down upon this day. There really was. There was that feeling in the air. How many people were there? Thousands is all I'm going to say. I can't tell you how many thousands, but there were thousands of people at the March for Life. It was incredible. Just absolutely phenomenal. So do we want to just go ahead and roll the audio from the press conference? So here's the press conference, 2010, Colorado March for Life. Let's roll it.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming out today. It's a bitter, chilly morning this morning here in Denver, but it's a good morning. I am Keith Mason, co-founder of Personhood USA, and literally just hours ago I got off a plane from Washington, D.C., where hundreds of thousands of people are marching to have their voices heard, to advocate for the dignity and rights of every human child. One of the themes of the March for Life in Washington, D.C. and nationally is personhood. Thousands will be marching, and we know that because over 40 states have now begun efforts to affirm the personhood rights of preborn children. It started here in Colorado last year. We didn't pass the first personhood effort, but we began a revolution. And so I'm excited to have you guys here today. We're going to have a few speakers. Eduardo Verástegui, Hollywood actor and producer and star of the movie Bella, will be speaking with us today. We have Pastor Jim from Riverside Baptist Church. And we have Lori Goebel, coordinator for us in Loveland. She's a key volunteer in the effort, and she has a special message for us all here today. So I'd like to introduce you to Lori Goebel.
Thank you, Keith, and good morning. My name is Lori Goebel, and my husband James and I, we pastor New Beginnings Outreach Church in Loveland. I was asked to share briefly why I've come on board with the personhood petition and what it means to me. The why starts with a personal experience 24 years ago. I bought into the abortion lies, one of the many lies being that if abortion is legal, it has to be all right. After all, it isn't really a person. Reluctantly, I succumbed under unrelenting pressure to abort my baby. Buying into those lies bought me more guilt, more shame, and more regret than I ever could have imagined. I'm also here to share with you that in Jesus, there is hope, there is help, and there is healing. Healing and help from the emotional pain that abortion causes to both women and men. So please make a note. If you or someone you know is hurting from a past abortion, call the Personhood office and we will direct you to people who can help you. After my healing, I then wanted to help other women and men know the truth of what abortion really does. I sought God's will in this, what He wanted me to do, and where I can make the greatest impact. I became in post-abortion counseling, and the other area I became active in was the legislative arena. It wasn't until here in Colorado where I heard that any law that ends with, quote, and then you can kill the baby, is a bad law. The truth of that statement resonated in my heart. Shortly thereafter, I heard about this unique movement, personhood. The absolute simplicity of recognizing the personhood of the preborn. The personhood movement began right here in Colorado, as Keith mentioned. A person is a person, no matter how small. Personhood, to be recognized from the moment of biological beginning. I heard about it, and because of the simple truth being proclaimed, I got involved. Even in light of the medical and scientific findings over the years, since the Supreme Court decision of Roe versus Wade, those in the business of abortion continued to lie, and yes, I did use the word lie, because admitting the truth is a lie. They tell women and men every day that there are no risks, no physical risk, no emotional risk, and that the embryo or fetus is not really a baby, not really a person. The why continues by coming on board with personhood and making a stand for truth, the personhood of the preborn baby. I will have helped more women than I ever could have dreamed of. Help them to see the truth and escape the devastating physical and emotional after effects of abortion. Now for the what this personhood petition means to me. It has been my prayer to help other women find their healing, or better yet, keep them from buying into the lie that just because abortion is legal, it's okay. Week after week, month after month, and year after year, I talk with post-abortive women and men who say they wish they would have listened to their heart. Wish they would have had the courage to choose life for their babies. But for all too many, because no one else wants to recognize the personhood of their baby, the pressure to abort becomes overwhelming. With this amendment, Colorado will acknowledge what every pregnant woman knows in her heart to be true. It is a tiny, unique human being within her, a person. Personhood is about truth. Personhood is about acknowledging the truth. And personhood is about standing for the truth. I have a challenge today to the over 618,000 Coloradoans who voted yes on personhood in 2008. I'm calling on each one of those voters to seek out a petition and sign it. Go to the website, find a petition drive area or petition distribution site in your area. You can find it by going to personhoodcolorado.org. Or call Personhood Colorado office. And better yet, in addition to signing the petition yourself, pick up a petition. Get additional signatures from your coworkers, from your neighbors, from your friends, from people at your places of worship. Let's send a message with a record number of signatures for any measure that Colorado values life. Thank you.
Good. On just a technical note, is the audio good for everyone? Is that working for everyone? Okay. Okay, before we all freeze, we'll get this thing moving. I would like to introduce to you a person that I admire in the pro-life movement. He's used the film and Hollywood to help to save preborn children and to help women in crisis pregnancies choose life for their children. And he's here to talk to us about the phenomenal effort that's going on in Mexico to affirm the personhood rights of little preborn children and to stand for life and to talk to us about how that affects us here in America as well. I'd like to introduce you to, he's a producer and actor from Hollywood, Eduardo Verástegui.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much. My name is Eduardo Verástegui. You hear me? Okay, I'm going to speak out a little bit. Well, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Eduardo Verástegui. I am very happy to be here in Denver. And I'm here because I'm here to support the personhood movement and to ask everyone to sign the petition so we can pass this amendment in November. Coming from Mexico, I come from a different perspective where the personhood movement is a reality over there. I'm very proud to tell you that more than half of the country, 17 states already, the personhood movement is a reality. It's a reality where in each constitution or each state, life is protected from the moment of conception until natural death. And I would love and I hope to see that reality here in America. And as an actor, as a producer, my dream and my goal and my desires is to be involved in projects that will elevate human dignity, projects that will protect life from the moment of conception until natural death, like my movie, Bella, who until today, more than 200 babies, this movie have saved from abortion. And we are working in a few other projects so we can use the media to speak the truth, use the media, especially films, to make sure that when people see our films, the audience will leave the theater, of course, entertained, but touched. And I hope that the people who will watch our movies, they will leave wanting to love more and judge less, wanting to be a better person, but very important, recognizing that human rights is the most important thing. If we are not going to be protecting each other, then we will never be in peace. So I'm very happy to be here, and I ask each one of you, whoever is listening to us or watching us, that to sign this petition. It's very important, and here in the state of Colorado, that we will pass this amendment. I hope you understand what I'm saying, because English is not my first language, but I'm trying my best. I'm translating everything to Spanish to English. But bottom line, I'm here to support life. I'm here to tell everyone that please not be afraid to be the voice of those who doesn't have a voice. Not be afraid to wake up every day in the morning and to use your talents to defend those who cannot defend themselves. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Eduardo. That's great. And so now I'd like to introduce Pastor Jim Shaddix to the stage. There's an incredible move happening across the country as well with personhood. And the reason personhood is growing is because it's being done and pushed in the church. Pastors from across the country are taking Sanctity of Life Sunday, which is this coming Sunday, to get signatures in their churches to advocate for the personhood of every preborn child. And it's very exciting. Hundreds and hundreds of churches across the country are participating in this event. Jim Shaddix Church is one of them. So Jim Shaddix, pastor of Riverside Baptist Church.
Thank you very much. My name is Jim Shaddix. I want to tell you first of all and foremost what I'm not. I'm not a politician. I really don't even consider myself to be a political activist. I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's a high privilege to serve as a pastor of one of his local churches here in Denver. It is my conviction that personhood is a spiritual issue. It is a biblical issue first and foremost. I believe the Bible assumes life in the womb, life pre-birth, before physical birth, and consequently it is the responsibility of every one of those who name the name of Jesus Christ to be an advocate for that. Whether it was ever a political issue or not, It is a responsibility and a calling that we have to call people's attention to what I consider to be a greater issue than even the issue of the dignity of life, and that is the glory of God. The Bible says that man was created in God's image to be a reflector of that, and the entire Bible from beginning to end is the story of God recreating men and women, boys and girls, into his image for that purpose right there. Anytime we infringe upon that, after physical birth or before physical birth, then we infringe upon the glory of God. There are numerous passages of Scripture that indicate to us that life is in the womb. Jeremiah chapter 20, Jeremiah refers to the womb as a grave. In Psalm 51, the psalmist referred to that being the place where he was affected by sin. All the way through Scripture, we see these realities. Jeremiah spoke of being called from his mother's womb. If a calling can take place, if sin can affect, and if the womb can be referred to as a grave, then we must understand that life begins there. And therefore, the reflection of the glory of God begins there as well for every individual. And that makes this a spiritual issue. It makes it an eternal issue. It makes it one that is far beyond anything that is in this life. And that's why I, as a pastor, am proud to be a part of a church that operates a crisis pregnancy center. We probably see more people come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord through that ministry than any single ministry that we have. And it is a privilege to be able to be a part of saving lives spiritually as well as physically. I'm blessed to be a part of a congregation that observes Sanctity of Human Life Sunday in January. We're going to do it on the 31st as opposed to the 24th. But both of those Sundays, we will be soliciting signatures for petition to get this on the ballot because it is a spiritual issue. It is a biblical issue. It is an issue about the glory of God as it is reflected in the lives that He creates. And it is a privilege to be a part of a congregation that on that Sanctity of Human Life Sunday that we observe, we'll see about 10 or 12 couples bring children that have been born into this world and stand before our congregation and commit to raising those children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it's a privilege to be a part of celebrating those lives together. It's a treasure. It's a treasure that we have. It is a stewardship that we've been given to stand for the glory of God as it's represented through the sanctity of human life that begins in the womb. And it is an honor for us as God's people who name the name of Christ to be advocates of that. And so I want to encourage pastors and church leaders to join Riverside, to join several hundred churches and pastors who've already said we want to be instruments of being salt and light and letting our light shine in this world for the case of the unborn. And so I want to encourage you to take steps to make this something that is foundational. It is basic to the Christian life, I believe, to give the people of this nation an opportunity to say that's where we believe life begins. And so thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to speak to you. Let me challenge you. Let me encourage you along with these other brothers and sisters and friends to say, let's be a part of advocating life in the womb as a person that God has created. Thank you very much. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Jim. That was incredible. So, wow. Now I'd like to introduce Gualberto Garcia Jones and Leslie Hanks of the Personhood Initiative here in Colorado. They have a special announcement regarding the campaign and how it may affect getting on the ballot and gathering signatures and things like that. So Gualberto Garcia Jones and Leslie Hanks, and then we'll take questions after their comments.
Say a few things first.
Hi, I'm Gualberto Garcia Jones. I'm one of the proponents, along with Leslie Hanks, of the Personhood Amendment. And we've been notified by the Secretary of State that our deadline has been moved forward by 4 days. This was a mistake on the part of the Secretary of State, we're upset by it, but we are asking that that all of the volunteers take this as an opportunity to really press forward in these last weeks. And the way that initiatives and initiative campaigns work, that last week is critical. And it just happens that 4 days that were moved forward happened to be our last weekend. This is a setback, but we are well on our way to getting our signatures. We are motivated. We're confident that we're going to get on the ballot. And we just ask that everyone who's out there, the thousands of people that are gathering signatures for us, just step it up a little bit in this last month. We're going to do this. We're going to make Colorado the first state to protect babies in the United States. And we're going to follow the lead. We're going to follow the lead of Mexico on this one. Half of their states have passed these amendments. It's a reality. We see that the personhood strategy is working. It's saving babies in Mexico. There aren't women going to prison. All the scare tactics that the pro-abortion lobby puts out there. Well, just look at Mexico. It's not happening. We're saving babies, and we're going to start saving babies here in Colorado, God willing. Thank you.
Well, good morning. I'm Leslie Hanks, and we just wanted to say we can't express enough gratitude to Eduardo for standing with our campaign in the final push to garner the 76,000 signatures that we need to get on the ballot for this upcoming election. It's such a blessing to see an actor who walks the talk of his movie. We're thrilled that later this morning at our annual March for Life, we're going to have people bringing back their petitions, getting petitions, signing petitions. We have hundreds of churches getting petitions this month, as Pastor Shattuck said. And as Keith said, over 40 states are now involved in personhood efforts. We're clearly at a historic juncture. Americans are now embracing former Supreme Court Justice Blackmun's advice that if the fetus in the womb is established to be a person, the case for Roe collapses. We're infinitely grateful to Lori and all of our dedicated volunteers who believe, as we do, that every baby deserves a birthday. I brought the letter from the Secretary of State if anybody would like to see that. It has been a bit of a setback. We are under the crunch. We need every signature that we can possibly get turned in by the first week of February. We were on the ballot in 2008, but with God's grace, we're going to be on the ballot in 2010. Thank you so much.
Is there any questions that you guys might have?
What was the old date? What's the new date? What reason did they give?
The old date was the 15th. We'd been working under that presumption since late August when it was approved, and I just received a call, and we received a letter that it has been moved up to the 12th due to just a clerical error on the part of the Secretary of State. They believe it's a good faith error, but it... it's going to set us back about 4 days, so we just need to work a little harder now.
15th of February?
Yeah, the 15th of February was the original date. Now it's been moved up to the 12th, but we need those signatures a week early at least. Also, I'd like to just mention, if there's a Spanish language media outlet here, Eduardo would be happy to say some words in Spanish.
All right, come on, Eduardo. Come on, you can do it.
Bueno, para todos mis amigos hispanos, soy Eduardo Verástegui. Estoy muy contento de estar aquí en Denver, Colorado. Vine a apoyar esta enmienda para asegurarnos de que la vida debe ser protegida desde el momento de la concepción hasta su muerte natural.
All right, now Eduardo took a break here because another random act of violence, bloodshed, and murder was occurring in the streets of Denver. You can hear there.
So after Eduardo finishes his comments, once the fire truck goes, then we could have more questions with Guave and Leslie if there's any others. So, I'm sorry, continue.
Here we go, Eduardo.
Como les decía, estoy aquí en Denver, Colorado, porque vine a apoyar esta enmienda de asegurarnos de que la vida siempre tiene que ser protegida y defendida desde el momento de la concepción hasta su muerte natural. Siendo mexicano, veo las cosas con una perspectiva diferente, ya que en México, en la mayoría de los estados, se ha modificado la Constitución para que explícitamente la vida sea protegida desde el momento de la concepción hasta su muerte natural. Ya van 17 estados, vamos por la mayoría para entonces así poder revocar la ley que pasó hace 2 años en la Ciudad de México, esta ley que promueve el crimen del aborto. Tengo la esperanza que dentro de muy poco tiempo esta ley va a ser revocada, ya que la mayoría de los estados de México son estados que celebran y protegen la vida. Y esa realidad que está pasando en México la quisiera ver aquí en Estados Unidos. Es por eso que he venido aquí a pedirles a todas las personas que me están escuchando y que nos están viendo que firmen la petición para que este noviembre esta enmienda pueda pasar. Muchas gracias y Dios los bendiga.
Oh, thank you, Eduardo. Doug McBurney back in the Bob Enyart Live studios. So Eduardo Verástegui tying it up, giving it the global flavor that this movement deserves. I tell you what, it's a movement of God. How can you tell? When things that are impossible to do by your own strength begin to happen. While we were airing that audio, a church down in Colorado Springs, First Springs Church of the Nazarene, called in to Personhood Colorado. They've got 1,000 members of their church. They've been praying about whether or not they should participate in Petition for Life Sunday. They said, we have 1,000 members. We think we can get 1,000 signatures. And they were coordinated to our signature, our petition point there, distribution point in Colorado Springs. And Paul from First Springs Church of the Nazarene is on his way over there right now to pick up petitions. Is your pastor participating in Sanctity of Life Sunday, Petition for Life Sunday? Go to personhoodcolorado.com. Get the information on getting your pastor involved. Failure is not an option. The whole world is watching Colorado. Planned Parenthood is watching. NARAL is watching. The ACLU is watching Colorado to see if this movement is a flash in the pan or if we have the staying power to threaten the very fiber of the abortion industry. And they are scared. And we cannot fail. We must not fail. Your pastor can make the difference. If you're listening within the sound of my voice right now, call your pastor. Tell them we need to circulate the petition. If you can get 1 signature, if you can get 5, if you can get 10, if you can get 100, it doesn't matter. Go to Colorado. Go to personhoodcolorado.com. Get the information on Petition for Life Sunday. We only have 3 Sundays left. February 7th is our final Sunday before the deadline. So call your pastor. Go to personhoodcolorado.com. Get the petition circulating in your church. Praise the Lord. It was just a phenomenal march. Thousands gathered at the Denver March for Life, the biggest march we've seen in years. And we know why. It's because the personhood movement is a movement of the Spirit of the living God. It's not a movement of men. It's not a movement of women. It is a movement of the Spirit of the living God, moving in the hearts of His body. We are His body on earth. And God wants this to happen. We as His body must be obedient, and we shall prevail. I'm Doug McBurney. I want to thank you for listening to Bob Enyart Live. I want to thank Bob. He's down at the Pillar of Fire Church, and he is worshiping with the saints. We'll be back with you next week. And if you're thinking about sending your kid to school, think about Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. Look them up online, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school. KGov.com.